The NBA playoffs are well underway, and basketball fans are packing arenas again for the first time in more than a year. And some of them have gotten a little rowdy, to say the least. A Knicks fan spat on Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks. Three Jazz fans were banned for heckling the family of one of the Grizzlies players. And in Philly last week, a fan dumped popcorn on a limping Russell Westbrook as he headed to the locker room with an injury.
Fans, come out and cheer, come out and boo, yell all you want. We encourage that. This is just plain stupidity. Somebody pouring some popcorn, and any athlete, being Westbrook or whomever, they are pumped with their adrenaline. He's probably feeling bad. His team may be en route here to losing this game, too. Just a stupid thing to do.
NBA veteran and sportscaster Lynn Elmore says pent-up stress from the pandemic might have something to do with the aggressive fans.
But also, I think what has grown over the years has been the desire to be part of the game. Fans think, in many instances, that they are part of the game. And so when things don't go right, they obviously exercise that feeling. And then to me, there's that paradoxical behavior split where people respect the players for their skills, et cetera, but they also disrespect them because, again, social media and other things have allowed them to get so close to these players that they feel that they know them personally.
Lynn Elmore and I also talked about what could be a first for LeBron James. The defending champion Lakers are facing elimination, falling 3-2 against Phoenix. This is actually a big deal for LeBron James, right? I mean, he's actually never been in this position.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is a different feeling being on the verge of elimination for LeBron James, having, you know, had so many opportunities of putting teams away, of being in the opposite position. And when you take a look at the surrounding cast, I mean, missing Anthony Davis certainly hurts the Lakers. You know, there's not a lot of people who can help pick up the slack as Phoenix is really focused on LeBron James and taking him out of the game. And when you look at the box score, only two other guys in double figures, guys you haven't really experienced this kind of danger with regard to being taken out of the game. So, you know, the Lakers losing tremendously in this last game to Phoenix, you know, they're faced with a problem. That is having somebody else step up to support LeBron James.
Right. LeBron James, I mean, you know, he's not made of Teflon, right? I mean, we have kind of just had this expectation that he will lead them to the finals and to an ultimate win. But I mean, he's just like every other player, right? Just an exceptional one.
Absolutely. And an age has a way of diminishing skills. There's no question about it. But, you know, you don't see it as much when we talk about the leaders in the league. And what we also don't see is the development of new leaders in the particular league. I mean, I look at Phoenix and a player like Devin Booker, 30 points in the last game against the Lakers. He's one of those guys that has really taken over. And with not knowing who these players are per se, we seem to get surprised that the Suns are potentially upstarts. But let's remember, during the regular season, they had one of the best records in the NBA. So, you know, we shouldn't shortchange our viewpoint of teams like the Phoenix Suns.
Okay, so what other games are you following in the playoffs?
Again, I talk about teams that we haven't really talked about. You know, everybody spoke of the Lakers and the Clippers as being, you know, some of the favorites, et cetera. But, you know, when you really take a look now, upsets like the Mavericks, like the Phoenix Suns, upstarts like them, certainly in the Eastern Conference, the 76ers have been pretty much overlooked. And then you have the Denver Nuggets, who are tremendous in their ability to put points on the board. I think we're going to be surprised as to who these terrific teams are. And finally, one team that has proven themselves throughout the season, the Utah Jazz, you know, they finished out their particular series against the Memphis Grizzlies. And this is a team that had the best record in the NBA during the regular season, and people seem to overlook them as well. So we're going to be surprised as to who ultimately gets to the finals. It certainly doesn't seem to be the usual names, the usual suspects.
A lot to watch out for. That sportscaster and NBA veteran Lynn Elmore talking about the 2021 NBA playoffs with us. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.